When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast, yokoso. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and I'm very happy to be able to bring you this to you today. I'm just fantastically excited. Today's going to be super fun. We're talking about Nagara and how it differs from Aida, which we learned yesterday. That being said, I want to give a quick shout-out to our friends at Cold House Studios. They are fantastic. Cold House Studio. They are fantastic. They all got a whole bunch of fun bands. They're based out of Provo, Utah. And I'm particularly fond of Motion Coaster. So if you haven't heard of them, go ahead and check them out on YouTubes or wherever else you get your music. That being said, let's jump into Nagara, or Bass 2 Nagara as it's more formally called, and how we use it. So if you're familiar with our basses or not, feel free to check them out at manga-sensei.com. But Bass 2 simply means that they're put in E sound at the end. So when we are using Nagara, the verb that we're modifying, or meaning while doing this as... or as we are doing this, I put this backwards, that the verb that we're modifying goes into base 2. Excuse me. So if I wanted to say, biru o nomi nagara hanashimashou. Biru o nomi nagara hanashimashou. So while we're drinking beer, let's talk. But remember, the second verb, the last verb in the sentence, is the most important verb. The verb before that is our subordinate, is what's called our subordinate clause. I know it's kind of a long way to say it. However, it is the thing that is almost as important as the rest, but the main verb in our sentence is the very last verb. So when in my sentence there where I wanted to say, biru o nomi nagara, biru o nomi nagara hanashimashou. The main thing that we're doing is talking. Hanashimashou. Let's talk while we have a drink. I can also use this in other example sentences, which I'll present to you right now. The first one being, undou shi nagara ongaku o kiku. Undou suru nagara shi nagara ongaku o kiku. So the first part that we're doing is exercising, but I'm mostly listening to music. So while I'm listening to music, I'm exercising. Another way to say this as, futon de ne nagara pizza o taberu. I'm eating pizza while I lay in bed. See how I work backwards from the very last verb and then work my way backwards? That is very explanative of exactly how Japanese grammar works when you're translating it back to English. The last verb is often the most important verb, and it is just that case when we're using nagara. Now, how is nagara different than Aida? Well, the biggest giveaway is that Nagara happens two things simultaneously, while Aida is simply during the same time period. Moreover, Base 2 Nagara is often used to do two things simultaneously or at the same time. That being said, the subject of both of the clauses is the same. Aida can have two different things happening. So if I wanted to say, Boku wa hon no yomu aida, Kanae ga sara wo arau. While I'm reading a book, my wife is washing the dishes. So I have two different subjects or two different people acting in that sentence. However, in Nagara, two different things are happening, but they're happening by the same subject, the same person, okay? Now, it doesn't always have to be a person, but it is good to identify that the subject is always the same, okay? It is always the same when using Nagara, particularly base 2 Nagara, which we are talking about today. With that, I will have to sign off. We're running short on time. But if you have any questions, you can always check us out on our website at manga-sensei.com. But remember, when using base 2 nagara, the last verb is the most important. We're modifying the first one. So, kohi o nomu nagara, shugudai o yaru. So while I'm doing this, I'm doing the second one. Nomi nagara, second verb, the most important. We work our way backwards in that sentence, just like we always do with Japanese. But remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Desu kara minasan, machigaimashou. Hayaku, perepere ni naru tame ni. Ja, sore de mata ashita. Ja na.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.